Alright friends, I hope that you are doing amazingly awesome in your preparation and studies towards your PMP and you have your goal date set. And today we'll be talking about resource management part 2 that starts from develop team until acquire resources we have covered in the previous podcast. And today we'll be talking about the rest of the three processes which are in the resource management chapter. So talking of the fourth very important process is developing teams. Why do you need to develop teams? You need to develop teams so as to enable the team members to be able and efficient so as to complete your project and have a good performance. What all it includes? It might include improving competencies, having a very good member interaction, overall team environment should be healthy, and that will all contribute towards your project performance. It'll be enhanced if you have a very good team developing strategies. Alright, before we talk about ITTOs, we will just quickly cover two or three points which are important with respect to the exam. The first point that I like to cover is the Tuckman ladder. We have seen many questions in the exam which comes from the Tuckman ladder model. It is nothing, it's a five-stage model wherein the evolution of team member takes place. So think of it like that. What happens at anywhere when you go to work, anywhere, a new place, you interact, the team is forming. So the first stage of Tuckman ladder will be forming. Forming is the place where team members are getting introduced, they are just, you know, taking their new responsibilities, the functional managers have released their resources, and a new team member has joined, or various team members from different functions have now joined and they are ready to perform on the project as a team. So this is the formation of the team where people are meeting and learning about the project and their formal roles and responsibilities. The second stage, this is also very important because there have been a number of questions from this particular stage. It's called storming. So what is storming? What does a storm do? Storm is like a disruption. So storming is where people are, you know, thinking that, okay, I don't like this thing, I maybe do not like this thing from this person, and they're basically getting to know each other, there's initial friction, and then they're getting used to be working with each other. That is storming. So forming is done, then storming is done, then third phase of Tuckman ladder is norming. What is norming? Norming is when I'm working for you, say for some time, say 3 months now, I know, okay, these are your trigger points and I can actually approach this way to you, and it slowly and slowly materializes into a manageable working environment. You know, you come to know a different trait of a person and you get slowly comfortable working with that kind of structure because now you kind of know that person, that okay, this drives him or this is how I can approach him. So that is the norming phase where people are adjusting to work habits and behaviors and supporting the team members. They're learning to trust each other. Okay, so what we have done, we have covered forming, storming and norming. Fourth in Tuckman ladders is performing. Performing will come after storming, when the storm is done, when the norming is done. Then finally performance will come up. Now the team members are comfortable with each other and they have learned to, you know, work their way around with people who are a part of the project. It's the time where they start giving out the performance. Now is the time where you can say that your unit or your project team is working as a cohesive unit. So this is the phase which is called performance. They are interdependent and they work through issues smoothly and effectively. Also, that this is generally the best time to upskill and train your team. Fourth, which is performing. So I'll say we have covered forming, storming, norming, performing. Fifth one is adjourning. Adjourning is nothing but when the project is complete, the functional management withdraw their resources and the team members say them goodbye. They have a project completion party and everybody is back to their parent organization. So these are the five important stages of evolution of team, also known as the Tuckman ladder team development. Okay, model. Coming next, let's jump into ITTOs. So when you're developing team, think of it like that what all inputs would you require in developing a team. First of all, you need to have a project management plan. Why? Because it will give you a guidance on how you should approach the entire process of team development, where you can give rewards, how the feedback is going to work out, where is the training scheduled, and if there is any disciplinary action needed to be taken against one of the team members or anybody on the project team. These all references you will find in project management plan. Also, you will consider project management plan to get older reports of team performance assessment if the people who have been working on the project have been in the same organization for a long time. So it's an important input, project management plan, because it will show you guidelines, the actions that you need to do in the terms of developing team and the suitable time frames of doing it. Okay, now coming to project documents. So there are a number of project documents. Think of it just like that okay, in developing team, what kind of project documents can be required? If I have to develop team, I need to know when to develop them. Like if I have to initiate a training program, when can I put it? So project schedule comes into place here. How and when providing training to the project team. Okay, if I need to know that, okay, has these been done before? Like, have I trained my team in project management before? If yes, what has been the outcome? What were the gray areas? What were the learning lessons? So lesson learned register, yes, of course, this comes as the project document input. Then project team assignments. Now, what are project team assignments? Project team assignments are nothing but the roles and responsibilities given to the people in form of a tab. As in, if I am, say, XYZ manager under XYZ hierarchy in an organization, I need to know that these are my roles, these are my assignments, and this is the authority I can exercise. This you will find in the project team assignments, where you know that I am earmarked for so and so work and I am responsible for so and so work, and this is to be done by me. I can also find dependent activities, and I can also find related activities and people which might influence my role and my responsibility. So it might be a good step that, okay, I walk up to this guy and say, okay, hi, I'm working on this part of the project. I believe that this part of the project is related to your part of the project, and I thought it'll be a nice idea if we can collaborate towards understanding each other's need. So yeah, project team assignment as a project document will go as an input in developing teams. Resource calendars. If you have already an idea of what resource calendars are, any calendar will give you first primarily, which is the dates. So the dates will be the first prerequisite of referring to a resource calendar. So the dates wherein the teams join and they participate in team development activities, they work on the project, that is given by the resource calendars. And also resource calendar will help you get the time where team members can work on team building activities. Next, we talk about team charter. Now, this is a new term, and this has been introduced lately, and expect some questions on it. So very important with respect to exam point of view. So we will discuss team charter in detail. So what is a team charter? Team charter is nothing like you have project charter. What does project charter gives you? Project charter gives you higher level requirements and the higher level scope and the higher level risk guidelines. So what team charter does is, team charter is an agreed upon set of code between the team members, wherein they decide that it is decided that this is how the team is going to operate, these are the team values and other operating guidelines that will come handy in reference whenever there is any conflict between the team, whenever you have to take any decision with respect to the allocation of internal team resources or any other problem solving which might arise because of an internal team conflict. So team charter, again, very important question. Expect at least one question. I mean, like, that's what I am expecting, at least one question to come from the team charter process, which is the team charter input, which comes under project documents. So team charter is nothing, a general code of conduct which is agreed upon by the team members, that okay, this is how it's going to be, nobody's going to be late to the meetings, this is the dress code or whatever the guidelines the team is consented to. A general code is developed and all the team members are expected to adhere to it. For small differences in opinions, the team charter can be utilized by team members to refer if there is anything that needs to be sorted out between themselves below the level of project manager and between the level of team members. So I hope team charter is also clear. So now we have covered two things as inputs. One is project management plan and second is project documents. Under project documents, we learned a lesson learned register, which tells us that in previous team building efforts or developing team efforts, what were the shortcomings or what was nice. Second is a project schedule, when to schedule the training. Third was team assignments, roles and responsibilities. Resource calendars telling you when the team members can participate in team building activities. And team charter, you know, agreed upon code of guidelines. EEF and OPS will determine a number of factors such as, you know, geographical distribution of team members or team member skill competencies or human resource management policies within that organization for hiring and termination, and what is the performance review that your company is adhering to. Okay, coming on quickly to tools and techniques now. So developing teams, if you think, how can you develop teams? Roughly, you think that, okay, if I have a team, how can I develop team? I need to have members together. If I have members together, can I develop team faster? Yes, of course, because there'll be better coordination. So first point goes to co-location. Co-location can be a very good tool and technique for developing team. So there's something called as a war room, wherein people are co-located and everybody gets to know each other better. They're just singularly placed, co-located physically so as to give immediate input, and there is no lag of communication delays, and everybody is available, co-located at the same place. And this leads to the most active project management activities. Okay, now virtual teams. What is virtual teams? Now with the influence of COVID-19, we all know that virtual teams are no longer a thing of thought. It is a thing of execution. Everybody right now is on online platforms. The work breakdown structure is producing work packages which are distributed, and teams are collaborating online by using digital platforms like Zoom, Google Meet and all that. So virtual teams, yes, thumbs up, big thumbs up to that, because maybe that more skilled resources are, you know, are limited because of the geographical location. So when you're talking of virtual teams, it has diluted all the constraint of time and space, and we can not time, only space, and we can totally collaborate on to get onto a virtual team. Now, speaking of communication technology is nothing but the emerging trends in technology which can be used as tools and technique in order to develop your teams or to enable better collaboration. Such as, if there is a website, the communication becomes that much more easier. If I have to look up some certain protocol, I can just log into the website, push, pull, remember those communication techniques. Okay, video conferencing, as we all know, I've covered Zoom, Google Meet, whatever. It's an important technique for effective communication for virtual teams. Some days back, when video conferencing facilities, etc. were not available, the teams used to collaborate by using audio conferencing, wherein the person who used to have a problem was having conference call with the person who can actually solve that problem, and the person who was concerned with looking after that the problem is solved. This was about audio conferencing. Then new platforms such as email and chat can also be included into communication technology. Platforms like Slack or Proofhub or all the new collaborative systems that are coming in now will always have a chat function so as to enable better and fast communication. So this all will come under communication technology. Talking of interpersonal and team skills, a project manager has to be very, very skilled at conflict management, because this question keeps coming in exam, and we have seen that in past also this question has been given enough weightage. Conflict management seems to be project manager's number one skill. Why? Because a lot of things are happening in project manager really needs to be proactive about solving out the conflicts and in a timely manner and in a constructive way. So interpersonal and team skills is really important in able to develop teams. So conflict management, because when teams are working, there is storming, of course the project manager may be required to come in and solve the problem using the interpersonal team skills, using the conflict management. Then influencing is when you are able to influence your peers or functional managers or anybody in order to get the relevant and critical information to address information issues. Important issues and reach agreement. Motivation, you all know, motivation is providing a reason for someone to act. The team members need to be developed, and that can only happen when they are motivated to learn something new and project manager gives them something to be motivated enough. Then team building, we miss negotiation. So negotiation, again, negotiation among team members is used to reach consensus, and project manager can have a overlook at it, and it builds trust and harmony amongst the team members. Team building activities have the objective to help individual team members to work together effectively. Very, very important next input that we are going to talk about is recognition and rewards. The best way to facilitate or appreciate your team is by giving them recognition and rewards. And now that we go back to our OP and EF friends that we discussed as inputs, they can also determine the company policy for giving out recognition and rewards, and how can they expedite the process of motivation of the team members and the keenness for them to collaborate and work with each other. Just remember that while instituting recognition and rewards, keep in mind the cultural differences that determine the company policy. The recognition and rewards can be totally formal or informal. It might also include just a certificate of appreciation. Okay, input number 6, training. Training can include classroom training, computer-based training, on-the-job training, mentoring, or coaching. So training remains a very important part of a developed team, because most of the companies resort to training. There's on-the-job training, there are field trainings, so as to enhance their members for a better team performance for the projects which are in hand or yet to come. Individual team assessment means that there are attitudinal surveys. Now having discussed the tools and techniques, let's now have a look at the outputs of developing team. The first output is team performance assessment. What does this mean, team performance assessment? When you develop your team, you will eventually come up with the assessment of project team's effectiveness. Because whenever you are scheduling a training or team building or any other co-location activity, you will eventually find out that whether this implementation of training or felicitation has resulted into any kinds of improvements, or is it just a wastage of cost. So when you do this kind of assessment, it's called team performance assessment, and it's an output of developed team process. So you will see that there's improvement in skill or not, there's improvement in competencies or not. It also helps in reducing staff turnover and also increase team cohesiveness. So all these criteria will amount to team performance assessment. Whenever there is effort required to install or to train something, there might be a result which is differing from your expectations. Maybe the efforts which are included in developing of team are not fructifying as per your expectations, and that might that might result in a change request. Also, if there is the change request can also be initiated if exceptional results from developing team process have been achieved, and you think that you can now push the project with more aggressive scheduling as a result of your trained team members, and that can be utilized for raising a change request. The project management plan updates will include lesson learned register, like what did the lessons that you learned in developing the teams that can be updated, which can be used later. The activities to develop the team may also result in changes to the project schedule, and this needs to be updated in the project schedule. Project team assignments, as we discussed earlier, are nothing but roles and responsibilities. And when team development results in changes to agreed upon assignments, these changes are recorded in the project team assignment documentation. Resource calendars need to be updated to reflect the availability of resources for the project. Team charter may also be updated depending upon the team dynamics that have been observed and to reflect the changes which are agreed upon by teams. EEF and OPA can also be updated depending upon the skill assessment and the training requirement or the personal assessment. Alright friends, so that was all about developing team. We will come out with a next episode of managing team shortly. I hope the process is pretty clear to you. And before we close, let's have a quick rundown of what we learned in today's effort of understanding the develop team process from the resource management chapter. So develop team is the fourth process of the resource management chapter, wherein we are looking for improving competencies and member interaction so as to result a fruitful product, improve the product performance. This important ITTOs will include resource management plan, which comes from project management plan, project documents, lesson learned register, project schedule, project team assignments to discuss the to define the roles and responsibilities, resource calendars to find the windows for training, team charter to decide a code of ethics, EEF and OPAs to determine what policies have been instituted in the organization where you're working, and taking cues from that we can approach the development of the team. Tools and techniques, we discussed about co-location, that if there is a war room it is easier to manage teams and develop teams, and then there are virtual teams wherein the members are sitting in different parts of the world. Communication technology will include shared portals such as website, video conferencing like Zoom or Meet or anything else, audio conferencing, which is not so much followed these days, and email or chat, which are essentially a feature of your project management system or collaboration system. Interpersonal and team skills as a tool and technique will include conflict management, influencing, motivation, negotiation, and team building. Then recognition of rewards are a prerequisite of developing team, because only when you recognize or give rewards, the team members feel very motivated, and this is the part and plan of developing the teams. And you should remember the cultural differences. Then training can be classroom, online, computer based, on the job, or mentoring and coaching. Individual and team assessment might include attitudinal surveys, specific assessments, structure interviews, ability test, and focus group, and these improve understanding, trust, and commitment and communication of the team members. Meetings are, as you know, a tool and technique which facilitate people for increased and more cohesive interactions and leading to addressing of the pertinent topics for development of the team. Outputs, developed team outputs will include team performance assessment, which is the assessment of project team's effectiveness, which will include improvement in skills, improvement in competencies. It will be an indicator of reduced staff rate and increased team cohesiveness. Change requests, as you know, that whenever you're implementing a training policy or anything, you check the result. Whenever you're checking, the result might be favorable or not favorable, and depending on that, you'll raise a change request. And finally, project management plan updates as an output to develop teams, which might include updating the lesson learned register, that what is the problem with developing the teams and how could they have been avoided, or approaches that worked well. Project schedule to know that activities to develop team might result in some changes to project schedule and these have to be updated. Project team assignment, roles and responsibilities, remember that important question. Team development results in changes to agreed upon assignments, and these changes are recorded in the project team assignment documentation. Resource calendars will be updated so as to know that the availability of team resources for the project is updated, and if further training needs to be scheduled, where it can be scheduled. And team charter can be updated depending upon if any agreed upon guidelines have been updated. All right, EF and OPAs can be updated depending upon the performance of the develop team process. All right, friends, with this we come to an end of the develop team process. The next episode in this series will be manage teams, and check out the space for this upcoming episode. And until then, keep rocking the performance of your project management practices. Keep learning, keep reading, keep understanding the framework with reference to your practical experience, which has been with project management. I exercise this technique a lot of time, wherein I try to visualize the situation with respect to the projects which I have done or which I am currently doing, and fit that requirement of understanding into the practical process which is in my hands, and you will find that you will be able to get the concepts very, very thoroughly. If at any point you would want me to include a podcast on something else, please let me know. And thank you for a patient listening, and all the best. Thank you.